Newsflash, powered by Reuters.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Newsflash Roundup from Perfectly Spoken, the online school for English language learners. Roundup helps you practice listening to natural, authentic English using a summary of five top stories in the news. First, listen to the summary. Then, listen as we give you some vocabulary explanations. Finally, listen to the summary again and see how much more you understand. In the news this week, in the US, at least 8 are killed at a music festival. The UN climate talks pass their deadline. A Russian spy dies in Berlin. Car makers invest billions in electric vehicles. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai gets married.
In the news this week, in the US, at least 8 are killed at a music festival. The UN climate talks pass their deadline. A Russian spy dies in Berlin. Car makers invest billions in electric vehicles. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai gets married. Let's begin. In the US, at least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush at the opening night of a music festival in Houston. The disaster happened during the headline performance at the 50,000 sold-out event by rapper Travis Scott, as a surge of fans pushed towards the stage. Scott said he was devastated by the deaths. The second day of the festival was cancelled. After 2 weeks, the UN climate talks passed the deadline to meet the primary aim to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius, the limit scientists say would avert its worst effects. The main issues are fossil fuel subsidies, asking states to curb support for coal, oil and gas industries, and financial help for poor countries to tackle climate change. The final deal needs unanimous consent from the nearly 200 nations that signed the Paris Accord in 2015. German media reported that a man who was found dead in the street outside the Russian embassy in Berlin last month turned out to be an undercover Russian spy. The 35-year-old was officially listed as a diplomat and embassy secretary, but was actually a member of Moscow's FSB intelligence agency. He is said to have fallen from an upper floor of the building. It's not clear what caused his death or how he'd fallen, and the Russian embassy has not agreed to an autopsy. New research shows that global automakers now plan to spend more than $500 billion on EVs and batteries through 2030. The aim is to wean car buyers away from fossil fuels and meet increasingly tough decarbonisation targets. A number of countries, from Sweden to Singapore, have said they will ban sales of new combustion engine vehicles by 2030. In the US, President Joe Biden wants up to 50% of sales to be electric by 2030. Finally, Malala Yousafzai, the campaigner for girls' education and Nobel Peace Prize winner, who survived being shot at age 15 by a Taliban gunman in her native Pakistan in 2012, said on social media she has gotten married. The 24-year-old, who lives in Britain, said she and her new husband, named only as Asa, had wed in the city of Birmingham and celebrated at home with their families. "Today marks a precious day in my life. Asa and I tied the knot to be partners for life."
Now let's listen again, and this time look at some of the vocabulary. So, in the US, at least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush. And a crush is when something, or in this case people, are pressed together. In a crush at the opening night of a music festival in Houston. And a festival is a series, a number of musical events. The disaster happened during the headline performance, and the headline is the main, the principal performance, at the 50,000 sold-out event. And if an event is sold out, then it means there are no tickets left. They have sold all the tickets. And it was a sold-out event by rapper Travis Scott, and a rapper, of course, is a musician who performs rap music. As a surge of fans, and a surge means a sudden and great increase, a surge of fans pushed towards the stage. Scott said he was devastated. He was very shocked and upset by the deaths. The second day of the festival was cancelled. It was stopped. It was called off. After 2 weeks, the UN climate talks passed the deadline, and the deadline is the date by which something must be done, must happen. So the talks passed the deadline to meet the primary aim, the main objective, to cap or limit global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. The limit, scientists say, would avert, would prevent its worst effects. The main issues are fossil fuel subsidies, and a subsidy is money that's given by a government to support an industry and keeps the costs low. So fossil fuel subsidies, asking states to curb, to control or limit support for coal, oil and gas industries, and financial help for poor countries to tackle. And tackle means to deal with, to tackle climate change. The final deal, the final agreement, needs unanimous consent. That means complete, total agreement. Unanimous consent from the nearly 200 nations that signed the Paris Accord in 2015. German media, and the media, of course, is the newspapers, the TV, German media reported that a man who was found dead in the street outside the Russian embassy, and the embassy is the official buildings where the representatives of a country work, outside the Russian embassy in Berlin last month, turned out to be, and if in this sense turnout means it was discovered, surprisingly that he was an undercover Russian spy. A spy, as we know, like James Bond, collects secrets about another country, and if he's undercover, then he's working secretly. The 35-year-old was officially listed as a diplomat, as an official who works at an embassy, a diplomat and embassy secretary, but was actually a member of Moscow's FSB intelligence agency. And FSB means the Federal Security Service of Russia. The equivalent in the UK is MI6, or in the US it's the FBI. He is said to have fallen. Notice that's a passive, so reports say or people think that he fell. He is said to have fallen from an upper floor, a higher level floor of the building. It's not clear what happened, what caused his death, or how he had fallen, and the Russian embassy has not agreed to an autopsy. An autopsy is a medical examination to find out the cause of the death. New research, new investigation, shows that global automakers, or car manufacturers, now plan to spend more than $500 billion. A trillion is 1,000 billion, or 1 plus 12 zeros, if you write it. $500 billion on EVs, or electric vehicles, and batteries through to 2030. The aim is to wean car buyers away from fossil fuels. And if you wean like a baby, then you cause them to stop. So you wean a baby from taking its mother's milk. And in this case, you're encouraging car buyers not to buy fossil fuel driven cars. And meet increasingly tough, rigid, difficult decarbonisation targets. And of course, decarbonisation means removing or reducing carbon dioxide. A number of countries, from Sweden to Singapore, have said they will prohibit sales of new combustion engine vehicles, and that those are cars, vans, etc., with traditional engines that burn fuel like petrol. So a number of countries, from Singapore to Sweden, have said they will ban sales of new combustion engine vehicles by 2030. In the US, President Joe Biden wants up to 50% of sales to be electric by 2030. Finally, Malala Yousafzai, the campaigner, and a campaigner is somebody who plans activities with a particular aim, the campaigner for girls' education, and Nobel Peace Prize winner who survived being shot at age 15, and if you survive, then you continue to live, especially if you are near to dying. So she survived being shot at age 15 by a Taliban gunman. A gunman is a criminal armed with a gun. In her native Pakistan, and native here means the place where she was born, her native Pakistan, in 2012. And she said on social media that she has gotten married. Gotten, in this case, it is US, and in the UK, we would say she has got married. The 24-year-old, who lives in Britain, said she and her new husband, named only as Asa, had married in the city of Birmingham and celebrated at home with their family. She said, "Today marks, it signifies, a very special day in my life. Asa and I tied the knot," lovely expression to mean to get married, so they got married. "Asa and I tied the knot to be partners for life." Now, finally, try listening again to the original version.
In the US, at least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush at the opening night of a music festival in Houston. The disaster happened during the headline performance at the 50,000 sold-out event by rapper Travis Scott, as a surge of fans pushed towards the stage. Scott said he was devastated by the deaths. The second day of the festival was cancelled. After 2 weeks, the UN climate talks passed the deadline to meet the primary aim to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius, the limit scientists say would avert its worst effects. The main issues are fossil fuel subsidies, asking states to curb support for coal, oil and gas industries, and financial help for poor countries to tackle climate change. The final deal needs unanimous consent from the nearly 200 nations that signed the Paris Accord in 2015. German media reported that a man who was found dead in the street outside the Russian embassy in Berlin last month turned out to be an undercover Russian spy. The 35-year-old was officially listed as a diplomat and embassy secretary, but was actually a member of Moscow's FSB intelligence agency. He is said to have fallen from an upper floor of the building. It's not clear what caused his death or how he'd fallen, and the Russian embassy has not agreed to an autopsy. New research shows that global automakers now plan to spend more than $500 billion on EVs and batteries through 2030. The aim is to wean car buyers away from fossil fuels and meet increasingly tough decarbonisation targets. A number of countries, from Sweden to Singapore, have said they will ban sales of new combustion engine vehicles by 2030. In the US, President Joe Biden wants up to 50% of sales to be electric by 2030. Finally, Malala Yousafzai, the campaigner for girls' education and Nobel Peace Prize winner, who survived being shot at age 15 by a Taliban gunman in her native Pakistan in 2012, said on social media she has gotten married. The 24-year-old, who lives in Britain, said she and her new husband, named only as Asa, had wed in the city of Birmingham and celebrated at home with their families. Today marks a precious day in my life. Asa and I tied the knot to be partners for life.
That's the end of this news roundup. Visit our website perfectlyspoken.com to create your account and access all our courses, including courses based on global news, together with transcripts and other learning activities. And please tune in next week for more of the latest news summaries and vocabulary practice.